Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report. Back by popular demand, we have one of my heroes on the program, who is probably the most generous man in the last 50 years to Western New York, who just is giving the funding, the guidance, the support, mostly I see for hospitals, but also with the Lancaster Schools and just many, many charities that bear his name. He's giving back. He's a wonderful role model in Western New York, Russell Salvatore. So we're happy to have him with us. I want to talk about the most recent gift, and I was there at the dinner with Brothers of Mercy honoring Russell Salvatore, and this is regarding the outpatient rehab unit receiving $300,000. Very generous gift from our guest, Russell Salvatore, and they expanded a plan to add outpatient rehab and therapy at their Clarence campus with the help of this gift from Russell Salvatore. The plans call for 2,600 square foot expansion of Brothers of Mercy Nursing and Rehab Center adjacent to the inpatient rehab unit at its 240-bed skilled nursing facility. Russell, why did you help Brothers of Mercy? What was the motivation?
Well, I happened to be with the people, and they invited me to a party with them, and they just started talking to me about different charities that I've been very kind to, and they said, "Can you find any room for us?" And I said, I'd be more than happy to help you, but I do have a method to my policy by helping people. Are you willing to take a building? I'll build it for you, but I'd like it to be named after me. And they says there's no problem. So we're building an in and outpatient orthopedic room, which will have be called the Brothers of Mercy Russell J. Salvatore Orthopedic Center. And again, Brian, I don't want to sound like I'm cocky or anything like that, but I mean, this has been the last few years that my mind has made me think this way, to put my money in my foundation, and it's already there, that when I do pass, or try to get it in place before I do pass, to put it on all the facilities that would I could help tons and tons of people, you know. I mean, we did it with ECMC. It started when I broke my ankle. I was in the hospital, and their television sets was probably the size of my watch, and I says, I'd like to put televisions on, and what do we have to do to lift the charge where people don't have to pay to put the televisions on? And with their cooperation, they did that, and we did donate some more money to them, and they built an orthopedic center in Brothers of Mercy. And it's amazing the letters that I get from people that have hip operations, their knees. When they go in at their facility, I get a card, a thank you card, and it makes me feel great inside.
Well, you're a wonderful man. I mean, I think that you are the Catholic Church in reality. The Church always, I'm Catholic, talks about giving and loving and helping. And I've known you well for 15 years, and that's all you do. you live the role of a priest, you know.
Well,
really.
You know, I enjoy working in the public, and the city has been great to me. And I don't like taking long vacations, and I don't play golf or nothing. I'd rather work 24 hours a day, and I get a great feeling inside giving back to the community. I don't know why, but it does make you feel good inside.
It's wonderful. Now let's talk. This program airs on the 2nd of July, but on the 4th of July, you're donating the fireworks for the 20th year for the 4th of July at Canal Side. What is this all about, Russell Salvatore?
Well, it started years ago when I got involved when Mayor Masciello was in office, and I started doing Delaware Park. And we used to have a great big party. Thousands of people come out to Delaware Park. They would close the golf course, and they'd bring their portable radios, and I rent the popular radio station that simulcasts the music, and it's all... The fireworks is all done to patriotic music. None of this, like that. Yeah. It's all beautiful. I mean, I don't sing that well. But, I mean, it just makes you feel so good that you are an American. But then they pulled off the Delaware Park, and it's got to be the last 3-4 years that I'm at Canal Side. And it goes off at 10 o'clock on Monday night, 4th of July. It's on a the music's on a popular station, and you can hear the music played from Canal Side all the way to Batavia.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about your gifts in Lancaster. Before I do, I want to thank Ron Falero for helping with the assistance of this program today. So thank you. He's been driving Russell Salvatore to this event. We thank you for your assistance on this. Lancaster Schools, you helped with the stadium. Well, what was the need of the stadium? What did you do?
It's a stadium for young boys to play baseball in. It started from when the Boys and Girls Club burned in Lancaster. They needed some help by getting a loan passed to build a new Boys and Girls Club. The Boys and Girls Club in Lancaster. So I gave them some money so they could borrow some money, and they named it the DPU Lancaster Boys and Girls Club. So as we were building that, then they said, fine, how would you like to chip in and remodel the baseball stadium for all the young boys to play in, and we'll name that after you. And I said, fine, you name it after me, and we remodeled that. That's where I'm in Lancaster, and I feel good helping the town. They're great people to me. I mean, they've helped me build Salvatore's Italian Gardens with the help and being kind to me so I can give back to them.
Now, you have a big presence with your Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Some of the best steaks within hundreds of miles. The finest. Excellent service. Talk about your operation there and what you do there with gourmet food.
Well, I start like around 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I receive all the deliveries. I do the hiring. I do the firing. And I work my dining room every single night. Every single person that comes in that restaurant, I'm at that desk to greet you, to say hello, and make you feel very, very welcome. And I enjoy it. And like the doctor says, Russ, how do you manage to look so good? And I told her, Doc, I have a few vodkas around 9 o'clock, eat a steak around 10 o'clock, and have a cigarette. She says, you're crazy. You should have been dead a long time ago. You know? But, I mean, I enjoy being at the restaurant, and I've met so many beautiful people. And steak house is nice to have because everybody's looking for a good steak today.
Now, you're booming there from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night, 7 days a week.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Usually there's a waiting line, and the bar is full, right?
Yeah, it's been very good. You know, I mean, it's small enough that it's just that you're next to the airport and the hotel industry there, and that everybody comes in the airport, where can you get a good steak, or you can get a good steak. We have the hotel that feeds the steakhouse a lot. Business has got a little slow at the hotel. We got to put back the exchange for the Canadians. Canadian business in Buffalo is very great to Buffalo there. That Peace Bridge saves a lot of restaurants, and that helps a lot. The hotel with the overnight packages and dinner at the steakhouse helps a lot of people come in.
Now, how many rooms do you have in the hotel there?
100.
And pretty good occupancy most of the year?
I would say we're probably running a 90% occupancy.
Well, that's way above average.
Oh, yeah, way above average, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Now, let's talk about this park. And I'm very fortunate that Russell Salvatore gave me a personal tour of the park in his golf cart. And you have beautiful monuments there, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Purple Heart. Let's talk about what you have in your Veterans Park.
Well,
there.
We started this 5 years ago, and we just finished it last year. And it's got memorials in there. Again, it was meant to be a plaza, and the Lord blessed me. I decided to put a park. We named it Patriots and Heroes Park. We have a 3407 memorial, a 9/11 memorial, and the Battle of the Bulge. And we also have the Purple Heart Memorial that we just put in, just won the finest Purple Heart Memorial built in the United States. They came in from Arizona and presented me with a beautiful plaque, and they put us on the front page of a national magazine. The Purple Memorial, the Purple Heart, is absolutely beautiful. And it's a destination place for people when they come to Buffalo, Brian. Today there were people all walking around. Where are you from? We're from Kentucky. We're from here.
So people are coming in from all over the country to see this park.
Yes, it is. It is. It will be a destination place in Buffalo for people to see if they're around the area. I mean, we're getting just as hot as Niagara Falls. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Now, why do you love the veterans so much? Why do you care about them?
Well, you know what? It just fell into place. I was in the service, but I was lucky not to go overseas or be in the war. And they have a feeling inside of them when you see these people. It's amazing when we had the ribbon cutting for the Battle of the Bulge, to see the veterans that came in for that ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to their stories, very, very touching. It's amazing how people were in that war and seen soldiers getting... It gave us a reason. It just fell into place for us to do it with the Patriots and Heroes Park. A friend of mine, Charlie the Barber, when I decided I was going to do it, he says, call it Patriots and Heroes Park. And all of a sudden, we started honoring all the Patriots, and they are heroes.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, our guest today, backed by popular demand, is one of the greatest philanthropists in Western New York State, Russell J. Salvatore. He's the owner of Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More on Transit Road. He's developed many businesses, always successful, very customer-driven, customer-oriented, and gives that personal touch to everyone going into Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More on Transit Road in Williamsville. If you're listening in Williamsville or Toronto or Northern Florida with our 50,000 watts, as we cover 17 states and half of Canada, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Russell Salvatore. This was written by Tracy Drury, reporter with Buffalo Business First, and she writes about the recent donation that Russell Salvatore gave to Brothers of Mercy. The $700,000 project builds on plans announced in 2013, which called for outpatient physical therapy. State laws require a separate entrance, waiting room, and parking lot. Russell J. Salvatore, owner of Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More, and Salvatore's Grand Hotel in Williamsville, gains naming rights for the outpatient wing. He's no stranger to Brothers of Mercy. Last fall, Russell Salvatore donated 44 flat-screen televisions and hardware to benefit patients in its palliative care and rehabilitation unit. So a wonderful man, always giving back to Western New York. Let's talk a little bit about what you did for the Erie County Medical Center. You were very generous there with your gift there of $500,000 for the ECMC Lifeline Foundation. What was that all about, Russell Salvatore?
Well, I was in the hospital, and I happened to be in one of the rooms, and they could use new TVs, and there was a charge for it. And I finally got a hold of Joey LeMayo, and I says, what can we do not to have patients have to charge to put a television set on? And he says, well, you got to do this. You got to buy the contract out. So we followed through with that, and we did that. And one that was a sleeper, I just did recently after ECMC. Mm-hmm. I had a young lady come into my restaurant. She says, I just come from Roswell, and my mother's in the hot Roswell. And would you believe we had to pay $8.50 in order to put a television on?
Per day.
$8.50. Yeah. I says, I can't believe it. The worst disease in the world. Well, I went to Roswell, met with Candace Johnson, and I said, what do we have to do not to have people pay for the TVs? And we bought the contracts out for that. Did the same thing for Roswell as I did for ECMC, Brothers of Mercy. And I'll tell you, I just had Mark last week. I says, Mark, you know what? My foundation is all in place. I want you to call every hospital there is, and anybody that is charging for a patient to put on the television set in the hospital, I want to buy the contracts out. I don't want no one. That is my goal for the next few months, is make sure that nobody has to pay to put a television set on. If they're not good, I'll buy them new televisions.
Well, Russell, you try to make people feel comfortable at Russell Steaks, Chops, and More. You like to have people feel comfortable at your hotel, Salvatore's Grand Hotel in Williamsville. Are you trying to give these people with cancer or orthopedic challenges comfort to make them feel comfortable and at home?
You see, in other words, let's just say if a little organization comes up to me and says, would you help us here? And well, what am I helping? If they say we got 10 or 12 people, no. You do a hospital, you're helping tons of people. The feeling when I open up my mail in the morning, I get thank you cards from patients that have been in the hospital. Thank you. Every day I get 2-3 thank you cards. Mm-hmm. It's a nice feeling. You're making hundreds of people that can't afford. I mean, the ridiculous thing is you're ill, you got to pay $8.59 to put a television on. Don't make sense.
It's very kind of you. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, the good friend of Russ Salvatore, Eddie Rutkowski, who was on last week with Booker Edgerson talking about prostate cancer, and Ray Emmerman with West Her. We have coming up Nancy Murphy in the design business, Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, and Lena Kennedy, entrepreneur in Williamsville, New York. Our guest today, Russell J. Salvatore. And we're talking about his gifts. What's your next gift? What are you planning now?
Well, again, we're in the process of doing Brothers of Mercy. I'm in the process of doing a school, which was the Chickawaga Maryville Heritage School. Mm-hmm. So they needed a couple of entrances on the front of their school. It's a handicapped school for children. They asked me if there's any way I could build a new entrance for them. Well, I had a rendering drawn by my friend Don Perino, brand new rendering. And I says, fine, I will give you a brand new front school with another 10,000 square classrooms going for you on one condition. Can I have my name on it? And we're in the process of building that right now. It'll be done in September for the semester.
For the handicapped.
For the handicapped. And the name of the school is going to be called Russell J. Salvatore School of Learning. That's another building that I'm not showing off. I mean, that I could have my name on.
You know what you remind me of? And this gentleman built most of the buildings in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Rich DeVos with Amway. So in Grand Rapids, Michigan, there's the Amway Convention Center. There's the DeVos Convention Center, the Symphony Orchestra. All these buildings are DeVos. So you're like the Buffalo version of Rich DeVos of Amway.
Well, I tell you, I don't know the guy. I didn't copy
him. Giving $450 million to
well,
charity.
Well, I'm not in his shoes.
But you're doing in Buffalo what he did in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we appreciate it. Now, you're going to live to 100, as we say in Polish Stolat. May you live to 100. But you have a mausoleum. So you're planning someday of going to heaven, why do you have a mausoleum on the property?
Well, I was fortunate.
Well, what's the thinking on that?
Well, I happen to think of putting the mausoleum. I do have a big gravesite for the whole my family. And I says, I'm going to take a chance and see if the state of New York will approve it. So I had a mausoleum built on my park, and it gives you a feeling. I'm not afraid to die. I mean, I really don't care to live to be 100, because then I'm going to have somebody out there to buy me my vodka on the rocks. I'm going to be broke. But you buy me my drink if I go bad.
I'll buy you a drink.
But I mean, 100 is too long. But I mean, I'm all set. The mausoleum is all set that if I pass away, I could be buried right across from my restaurant. And it's a nice feeling to be able to be resting comfortably. I don't know if we're going to be able to see what's going on. But
well, let's talk about your next goal in business. You say you have 100 rooms there. You have a very good restaurant, banquet business. There's small rooms there. But the restaurant and the bar are filled up every night. With a waiting line there at Russell's Steaks, Chops, and more. What's your next business challenge?
I would say I don't have any more business challenges other than to try to get better. I mean, man, I've been doing this 65 years, and you always learn something. I go out to a couple of restaurants, eat. You always learn. There's always something to learn. You can always get better. And I discuss with my manager, Mark, today every day, let's do this, let's do that. I look at a steak, let's take this little piece of fat off. You can always keep improving. And it's a nice feeling when you are a little different. Change your tablecloth, but as far as getting bigger, I have no intentions of doing any more properties.
Now, you said you have a 90% occupancy rate, but you want to improve that. How are you going to go about to get up to 100% occupancy?
Right now, we had 90. It dropped off a little bit because of the Canadian exchange. But the only thing what we could do is you got to come up with ideas that, like I say, what we did with the exchange change, we are accepting Canadian business at par, not on the weekends, but in the middle of the week, to try to stay close to that, their 90%. You got to come up with, but you're in Buffalo, you got to come up with specials. You got to give and receive, you know. I do an awful lot as far as people call up and they need a gift certificate for a golf outing.
I'd like to mention that Russell just helped the Friendship Foundation for those who have mental health challenges. He just donated for their silent auction a night and dinner.
Yes, yeah. And I never say no. You get the people in the door. My father told me, get your people in the door, be nice to them, and you'll make money.
Now, your father was in the restaurant business also?
Right, that was back in the 1930s.
And what kind of restaurant did Dad have?
He owned a corner saloon. It was called Salvatore's Italian Restaurant, just spaghetti and meatball place. Spaghetti was 35 cents back in those days.
But it was a good business.
It was the best businessman in the world.
So that's where you learned the trade from Dad?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, it's so funny. If I had a chance, I'll tell you a little story my father did. And my father used to be tending bar, and when everybody come in, as soon as a customer came in, the first thing he did was buy them a drink. And then all of a sudden, the customer would buy my father a drink back. My father never drank, but he would take a 15-cent cigar and put it in his pocket and say, good luck. And I would say to Pa, why do you always buy the first drink? He says, son, it cost me 7 cents to buy that first drink. He bought me a cigar back. I got 15 cents. I was 7 cents ahead of the game. And the guy liked me. And I never learned. I never forgot
that. So you basically, I think the philosophy of your dad was you have to give a little bit in order to get something back.
You give, you receive, yes.
Yeah. Very good. For those who just tuned in, we have about 5 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you could drop us a note, we'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to read a little bit more in Business First what Tracy Drury wrote about Russell Salvatore. The Erie County Medical Center will name its orthopedic unit for Buffalo restaurateur Russell Salvatore in recognition of a $500,000 gift. The gift to the ECMC Lifeline Foundation is the largest single private donation from an individual in the foundation's 20-year history. and brings to $750,000 the total Salvatore has contributed in recent years. What a great man, Russell Salvatore. Let's talk a little bit about the awards you received. Which award meant the most to you? You've received hundreds of awards and plaques and certificates. Which one touched you the most in the last 30 years?
God, I don't know. I think it got me stuck. I can't.
Anyone really tugged at your heart?
I can't think of the ones. I've been fortunate enough to be getting awards from quite a few organizations, and they all mean an awful lot to me. As far as one out particular, I can't think at the moment.
I'd like to mention we were honored to honor Russell with the MDA Man of the Year for Muscular Dystrophy Association 2 years ago, and he was very humble. What about getting young people into the restaurant field? What do you do to nurture them to do well and follow in your footsteps?
Well, you got to get them in there, and I'm pretty strict with them. I'm so proud of myself because we have the school back at Trocare, which is a hospitality school that we built in my name, which is called Russell Salvatore School of Hospitality. But they'll come and see me for a job, and I'll straighten them out. And I mean, you got, in order to be into the hospitality business, I can go on and on, but I tell young people, fine, go get a haircut, get the iron out of your nose and out of your ears. You're going to be facing the public. Here's $20, get a pair of black pants, come and see me, and at 16 years old you'll be making $16-17 an hour as a busboy.
That's very
good money. And if they stay with me, I can go name 100 boys over the last 65 years that have become either doctors, lawyers, very prominent people. That if you go and ask everyone who you thank for this, you'll thank Russ Salvatore. They all hate me when they start. I am glad to be.
But they love you when they move on.
I am the most strictest boss that anybody can have in the hospitality business. I'll teach you so well because I know every bit of it. My chef can't shine my shoes because I'm better than him. And he learns from Russ Salvatore. I don't care where they come from. And I will get done talking to him and teach him. And when it's all done, he will know what he's doing. If not, he'll work for Russ Salvatore. And I'm very strict. But then I'm fair. I'm fair. And you'll talk to people. I mean, young people out there, and I don't want to be a preacher, but where are they going to go? And what? Years ago, when my dad went out, people went out, you walk into a building, you take your baseball hat off, you take your hats off. People are eating with hats on, and we won't allow anybody into our property with your baseball hat on. And I was doing a TV show on that 15 minutes, and I said, fine, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings out there. If you invited me to your house for dinner, and I had my baseball hat on, what would you ask me to do? You'd ask me to leave, wouldn't you? You don't keep a baseball hat. Got to get that, young boys, got to get them iron out of your nose. That's for the girl over the earrings and head. It's, somebody's got to put their foot down. I'm becoming a preacher on radio. I probably have a million people out there saying, mind your own business.
We've learned a great deal from Buffalo's greatest philanthropist and goodwill ambassador, Russell J. Salvatore, who has given millions of dollars to those in need in West New York. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production, and Ron Falero for assisting with today's production. Thank you for being such a great role model, Russell Salvatore. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.